cuneiform script of Mesopotamia and the hieroglyphic system in Egypt. With the advent of writing, precise ideas could be conveyed from one person to another and recorded for future use. They began building up a body of collective knowledge which did not depend on memory or oral communication. Written statements and beliefs acquired an authority greater than that of the individual telling a story. Written texts were guarded and interpreted by elite groups of experts, lawgivers and priests. Thus, the beliefs about nature, man and the cosmos held by Egyptians and Mesopotamians emerged from the mists of prehistory thanks to the art of writing. In these ancient societies, it is evident that what we call scientific questions were often answered in poetic, mythological or religious terms. The societies developed myths, narratives about divine beings interacting with the human world, which explored the mysteries of earth and sky, life and death, time and transformation. Creation myths rarely told of the world being created out of nothing, but spoke of primal chaos being given shape and order. Even the Bible uses this imagery, in which earth, sea and sky are formed by some divine power, and at the moment of creation, time began to flow forward. Humanity was created either by the union of natural forces, the sun and the moon, for example, or out of natural materials, themselves made by the gods, out of clay or dust or blood. The central theme of these myths is the instinctive understanding of cause and design, which perhaps reflected mankind's own role as a toolmaker. People knew that they could create order and reshape their environment. They could tame animals, make fire, build houses, work metals, and so on. Therefore, when they saw all the richness of the earth, the warmth of the sun or the life-giving power of water, it was natural to believe that all these things had been deliberately created too. The creators must be like human beings, but with infinitely greater powers. They must be gods. This threefold intuition of order, design, and divinity would appear again and again in philosophical and scientific thought. Other myths set out to answer quite specific questions: the origin of the seasons, of fire, of language, of the phases of the moon, or where the sun goes at night. Such myths appear also in the Bible. Myths are of enormous interest because they show ancient peoples struggling to make sense of their world. They show a clear belief that nature is ordered, that things happen for a reason. They show nature as a vast unity, with earth, sea, sky and humanity linked in a chain of events and forces. Myths expressed many of the questions and ideas which in the future would be addressed by science. In stark contrast to this system of mythical beliefs were Egyptian and Mesopotamian skills in mathematics. Mathematics, of course, was revolutionized by writing, since a chain of calculation that can be retained in the memory is necessarily very limited in length. The ability to write long sequences of calculation must have come as a revelation. It was as though these first mathematicians recognized that number, proportion, regularity and balance are all built into the physical world, and that mathematics is the language which can explore these aspects of reality. The early mathematicians were able to tackle numerous problems of weight, area and volume, devising formulae for their solutions, and these had enormous implications for the great engineering projects which the Egyptians undertook. It is no accident that the pyramids, the greatest physical symbols of ancient civilization, belong to the age of the discovery of mathematics and the discovery of writing. Mesopotamian scientists pursued abstract goals too, and the highest development of their mathematics came in its application to astronomy. The Mesopotamian priests and sky watchers became intensely interested in the movements of the sun, moon, and planets, because they moved in complex paths against the background of fixed stars. They could only explain this by supposing that the planets were divine beings. Stars and planets were called the gods of the night, and their motions were studied with infinite care as omens of the future. The Mesopotamian astronomers made no charts of the heavens, no maps of the paths of stars or planets. Instead, they devised sophisticated tables of units of movement, plotted against units of time, written as columns of balancing numbers. In this way,